Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. On today's broadcast, I'd like to conclude the message that we've been sharing on God will make all of our mountains away. And that is taken from Isaiah, the 49th chapter, where the Lord Himself is speaking. And He said, He's speaking of the restoration of Israel, and we are spiritual Israel, so we can claim this for our own lives. I will make all my mountains away, and my highways shall be exalted. Verse 13 says, sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord hath comforted His people, and will have mercy upon His afflicted. What have we been learning about mountains? Well, they play a very important part in our lives, and in one of the purposes in Scripture is to represent obstacles. They represent difficulties. They represent trials. And we understand that as we, in our natural selves, we want to remove mountains out of our pathway, and yet if we will allow the Lord to perfect that which concerns us in the midst of the mountains and trials that we face, He will use them to allow us to progress in maturity, to come into spiritual perfection, if you will. That's the purpose of the Holy Spirit. We haven't realized that the mountains we face in many situations are His mountains. Those trials that are in your life, He's going to use them for His glory. He loves you. He wants to give you heart's desires, but His most important agenda is that you will be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And so these obstacles that happen in our lives are serving His purpose. So what shall we do? Well, the answer is we shall submit ourselves to the Lord. We submit ourselves to the Restorer of Israel. He who has promised to help, to preserve us, well, He's heard our cries. He knows the things that we need, the things we've asked of Him. And the Word says He will cause us to be a covenant to the people, to establish the earth and to re-inhabit the desolate places. He's empowering us to say to the prisoners, come forth. He's anointing you, brother and sister, to say to those in darkness, show yourselves. Beloved, if we will allow the great shepherd to lead us, He will bring us to springs of living water, and we will not hunger or thirst. Neither shall the heat or sun smite us. That's what the Scriptures say. Furthermore, He will make our mountains away into holiness, away into His presence, a pathway of victory and a road of righteousness. Hallelujah. Through the mountains of the obstacles that you face, even today, beloved, through those treacherous mountain passes, through those dangerous heights, He will make a way for you where there seems to be no way. Beloved, the Lord is calling out to you today by the Spirit of God that you are more than able, you are more than sufficient to meet those trials, those mountains that you face in Jesus. There is nothing, beloved, in your life, nothing which would possibly harass or annoy you or frustrate you that cannot be used for God's highest ends, and that is your perfecting and the glory of God. Someone said that the meaning of a trial is not only to test worthiness, but to increase it, as the oak is not only tested by the storms, but toughened by them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Psalm 30:7 says, Lord, by thy favor, thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Psalm 18 and 33 says, He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places. It is God that gives us strength and makes our way perfect. So, beloved, we don't have to be afraid of mountains, but in the strength of the Lord, we can climb them. Hallelujah. And so today, whatever mountains you're facing, in the name of Jesus, I declare that you're going to have the strength to go as a hind on with the intricacy, with the agility and with the speed and dexterity of a mountain goat. You're going to be able to climb over those mountains in the faith and the strength of God. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that you will make it so. Hallelujah to the Lord. Praise God. Well, there's another scripture I'd like to share with you that the Lord has quickened, and that's found in Jude. And that, where in that place, the Lord declares, Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Jude 1 declares that the church is preserved in Jesus Christ. Isn't that comforting? Hallelujah. Although you might be surrounded by mountains or feel like you're in a valley and you're never going to get out, you are being preserved by Jesus. Certainly, there's no other foundation than that of the Lord. However, in verses 20 through 21, Jude challenges us to build up ourselves in the faith and to keep ourselves in God's love. He goes on to say, But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God. Now, to the natural mind, this might seem contradictory. On one hand, Jude says that the strength of the church is Christ, while on the other hand, he writes that the church is made strong as a result of our own work and determination. And actually, both are true. This is one of God's great divine paradoxes, contradictory to the wisdom of the world, but it fits together beautifully in God's perfect wisdom. Certainly, the strength of the church is Jesus Christ, but he does not do for us what we can do for ourselves. Think about that. Just as a natural parent doesn't want to keep doing for a child as it begins to grow in maturity, it doesn't stay an infant forever, but as that infant grows into a toddler state and then on into a young child and then into the teen years, well, there's increased responsibility with understanding and knowledge that is gained. So God is not dependent on anything that we can give him or do for him, but he has offered us a privileged place in his kingdom. But through our works and through our worship, we can demonstrate to him how much we truly value that position. He doesn't want us to remain children, beloved. He wants us to grow up in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I just feel the presence of the Lord, and I feel the Holy Spirit wanting to minister to you right now. Just open your heart to receive from him and let him strengthen you. Let him refresh you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray, Lord, the weariness, the tiredness, the confusion will go right now in the name of Jesus. For the Lord would say, by the Spirit of God, my beloved, I would counsel you to be not afraid to hear my voice. I will put that holy unction in your heart to bless me with your praises and with your acts of obedience, says the Lord. Even now, I have sent my angels to help you overcome the forces of darkness that would encamp against you. Is it not written that I have given my angels to be ministers to the heirs of salvation? So I declare to you, my beloved, that my angels watch over you and protect you from the desire of the enemy. Have you not desired a closer communion with your God? And is not this an hour in which you desire a double portion of my anointing? Lo, I have heard your prayers. Behold, I am watching over you. You do not have to wait for some other day or some other time to experience the closeness of my presence, nor to enjoy my peace and my strength. Lo, you can be comforted and strengthened even this day, says the Lord. Claim the fulfillment of my word in your life by faith. Today, yes, even this moment, by faith, as you reach out to me, you can partake of a new anointing, a new power, of a new understanding of the things of God, of new discoveries in the hidden truths of my word. Even this hour, I have sent my angels to bring forth the hidden blessings to you that Satan has desired to keep from you. You will see that I have opened up a door of victory to you, a door which no man is able to close. I speak to your heart, even at this moment, my beloved. I speak to your mind, to your spirit. Even now, be refreshed by the power of the Lord. Even now, be encouraged, for I have heard your prayers and I am moving in your behalf. And as you sow seed to the harvest, as you minister works of righteousness, you shall reap bountifully, says the Lord. Praise God. Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, for causing both your beloved both to will and to do of your good pleasure. You know, sometimes, beloved, it seems the things we do for the Lord seem so insignificant in our own eyes, but I want you to know the Lord doesn't count it that way. He is blessed by everything that you do in His name. Your prayers, your sacrifices, the time, the energies, and the finances you sow all are as memorials before the Lord. Praise God. Well, my time is getting away from me, and I need to bring this broadcast to a close, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow as we share the good things of the Lord. In a moment, the announcer is going to give you our contact information. I invite you to write, share those prayer needs. If you're being blessed by the broadcast, I'd also be encouraged to hear from you. If you've not written before, if you feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to obey that prompting because He has a blessing in store for you. Many are so encouraged by the ministry of correspondence. It's just the word they need to hear at just the right time. The Holy Spirit He's always right on time. God bless you. I love you, beloved. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying may God's best for everybody.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.